Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show, Game 1 from Toronto. Mets and Blue Jays beginning a three-game series. Tyler McGill got the ball for the Mets in what was his normal turn through the rotation, but was actually a spot start because Paul Blackburn was scheduled to come off the IL tonight, but he was dealing with some back tightness. So the Mets decided to stay with McGill, and for the Blue Jays, it was a bullpen game. Ryan Burr started. Let's listen back to the highlights. In the top half, Burr hit Mark Vientos, but was able to post a zero. Then in the bottom half of the inning, Tyler McGill started the night with a ground out of George Springer and a strikeout of Dalton Varsho for the first two outs in the first inning. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. then worked a two-out walk to extend the inning, and Spencer Horwitz followed with a double to the corner and right to put runners at second and third. Will Wagner next. He worked a walk, and just like that, after setting down the first two batters of the inning, Toronto all of a sudden had the bases loaded with two outs for Alejandro Kirk.
Guerrero at third, Horwitz at second, Wagner at first. Infield back, straight up. The 1-1. Kirk hits it on the ground, back to the mound, grabbed by McGill. Flip to first in time, inning over. Now the Blue Jays really threatened there, loading them up with two outs. But McGill gets a comebacker to get out of the inning.
While Tyler McGill needed 30 pitches, but he was in and out of trouble in the first inning, the game remained scoreless all the way to the top of the fourth inning because at that point, Tyler McGill had really settled in and had set down seven in a row. And then the combination of Ryan Burr and Luis Frias had kept the Mets' offense in check. And then Ryan Yarbrough took over for the Blue Jays. And he set down the first two Mets of the inning in the top of the fourth. Pete Alonso then extended the inning with a walk, and Jose Iglesias was hit by a pitch to put a pair on. Mets now still in search of their first hit of the game, had runners at first and second for J.D. Martinez. This will be the 23rd pitch for Ryan Yarbrough. He's ready. Deep breath, runners go, payoff pitch. Swung on, grounded through the hole, right side, a base hit. Alonso's around third, coming to the plate. The throw by Springer is cut off. Iglesias goes to third. It's an RBI single for J.D. Martinez, and the Mets take a 1-0 lead. Mets took a 1-0 game on our Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. First hit, first Mets run, and a 1-0 lead. The Mets settled for just one. Starling Marte grounded out to end the rally in the top of the fourth inning. Tyler McGill rolled on. He made it 10 in a row, set down with a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth inning. Top of the fifth, Yarbrough settled in and worked around a one-out walk to Francisco Alvarez, who was then caught stealing for the final out. Tyler McGill in the bottom half of the fifth was in cruise control. He struck out the first two batters of the inning, then faced Nathan Lucas and struck him out for his eighth strikeout of the night and six of the last seven batters that he faced. On to the top of the sixth, Mets still ahead 1-0. Mets went quietly against Yarbrough. Bottom half, Tyler McGill kept on dealing. George Springer grounded out on the very first pitch of the inning. He then struck out Dalton Varsho for the second out. 15 in a row set down by Tyler McGill, and he faced Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
The windup and the payoff. Bounce to the ground is short. Lindor to his left, gobbles it up, slings across in time, inning over. 15 straight now retired by Tyler McGill. Six scoreless innings at Rogers Center in Toronto.
That was it for Tyler McGill. Six innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, and nine strikeouts. Ryan Yarbrough, 2 2/3 scoreless, returned for the seventh inning, and he worked around a leadoff base runner for a scoreless seventh inning. Stretch time, it was time for the Mets bullpen to hang on to a 1-0 lead. Danny Young took over, and Spencer Horwitz grounded out to start the inning. He then hit pitch hitter Davis Schneider for the first Toronto base runner since the first. Alejandro Kirk followed with a base hit to right to put runners at first and second, and Danny Young was done. Jose Buto took over and allowed a base hit to the pinch hitter Ernie Clement. Blue Jays went station to station. Bases were loaded with just one away and Leo Jimenez at the plate. Two balls, no strikes. 1-0 Mets, bases full, bottom of the seventh. Buto sets and kicks home, and he hit him. He got him on the ribs. A run comes in. We are tied at one, and the bases are still loaded. So a hit by pitch and a run in, and the base is loaded for Nathan Lucas. Two balls, one strike. Buto sets, runners lead off, the 2-1. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. Nimmo back. It's playable. He's underneath it. He makes the catch. Serve and tags. Throw is coming in on one hop. It takes a high hop. It's not in time. Serve is safe, and Toronto takes a 2-1 lead. Situational baseball for the Jays and a 2-1 lead. All three base runners advanced, so it was second and third with two outs, and Buto struck out George Springer for the final out in the seventh inning, but Toronto now ahead 2-1. Ty Nance took over for the Blue Jays in the eighth. Carlos Mendoza went to his bench. He turned to Jesse Winker, who walked and was immediately replaced by Tyrone Taylor. Francisco Alvarez next hit a swinging bunt to third for an infield single. Ernie Clement, the third baseman, made a throwing error that allowed Taylor to advance to third with nobody out. Francisco Lindor next. He walked, and the bases were loaded with nobody out for Mark Vientos.
2-2. Bases juiced. Pitch. Bounces by the catcher, Servin. Here comes Taylor to score from third. Alvarez goes to third. Lindor stays at first. On the wild pitch, the Mets have tied the game. It is 2-2 in the eighth. Tyrone Taylor coming on as a pinch runner, using that speed and burning by home plate as a wild pitch got by Brian Serbin.
Well, a tough time for Nance to find the strike zone. Vientos eventually went down on strikes for the first out of the inning, but runners remained at the corners for Brandon Nimmo.
Alvarez at third, Lindor at first. Double play in order here. Tie game, one out. Pitch. Nimmo cuts and misses the ball. Squeaks by the catcher. Here comes Alvarez. Flip to home. Not in time. Alvarez dives in safely, and the Mets have the lead. Another wild pitch, and it is 3-2 Mets. Lindor gets down to second. Eddie Alvarez, I think he just got off the plane today. He's in a Mets uniform, and he scores the go-ahead run in his first Mets game.
Well, as he's high-fiving, everybody says, hi, I'm Eddie, hi, I'm Eddie, hi, I'm Eddie, and the Mets have the lead. That's likely going to be a pass ball, too. Servin just missed it, I think. Yeah, it was a pass ball, and Eddie Alvarez, who was called up from AAA Syracuse after being acquired from the Boston Red Sox in a minor league trade yesterday, scored the go-ahead run and provided us with our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon, and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. Mets had put the ball in play just once against Tommy Nance, but they had two runs and the lead. They'd settle for just the two, though. Brandon Nimmo flied out, and Pete Alonso struck out to end the rally in the top of the eighth. Ryan Stanek took over with the lead in the bottom half, and his night started with a strikeout of Dalton Varsho coming back from a three-ball, no-strike count. He then made quick work of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Spencer Horwitz with two more strikeouts to strike out the side and keep the Mets ahead after 7.5. In the ninth inning, the Mets picked up a base runner against Eric Swanson, but nothing else. Edwin Diaz was on for the save opportunity in the bottom of the ninth inning with the Mets ahead 3-2. He struck out Davis Schneider for the first inning. Brian Servin then flied out to left for the second out. Diaz one out away from a save. Ernie Clement then reached on an infield single on a bouncing ball to Jose Iglesias. Just like that, on an infield hit, the Blue Jays had the tying run at first base with two outs. And the winning run was Leo Jimenez.
Diaz comes set. Two strikes, two outs. Pitch. Cracked in the air to right. Marte back to the track at the wall. He makes the catch with his back against the high wall in right. And the Mets win. A high drive that'll take your breath away. And Marte makes the catch. The Mets beat the Blue Jays 3-2. And on a day where the Mets family lost Ed Cranepool, they honor him with a big come-from-behind win against Toronto, 3-2.